Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bold-ass predictions, get them in today on your Detroit Tigers season. We record these and revisit them at the end of the year. And there's always two or three where we're like, huh. That one was spot on. Somebody nailed it, which is why it's very important for you to sign your text today so we can give credit where credit is due, and most people have indeed obliged. Doug Karsh, Scott the Gator Anderson, it's Tiger opening day as they start the season in Chicago against a White Sox team that will start Garrett Crochet. His first major league start, he's come out of the bullpen for them. This is a big power lefty. Out of the University of Tennessee, who hits triple digits on the gun, but has never started a game. He gets a start today for the White Sox and the Tigers counter with, as you heard in the update, perhaps a Cy Young candidate in Tarek Skubal. So feels like an advantage to Detroit, but Crochet is a hard thrower. But Tiger baseball today, which is awesome. And I'm stoked. I'm stoked about it. You're stoked about it.
Yeah.
The people seem fired up about a team that is probably the most interesting team Tiger team in damn near a decade. The last time they had a winning record was 2016. They've been in a rebuild mode, and it feels like it might be time to give this rebuild some gas. If they can get off to a hot start, stick around in the division, maybe they become buyers at the trade deadline. There's plenty in the system now that would draw interest from other teams, and there's plenty in the system to help if there are failures. With the starting rotation, you got Fajardo, who's a long relief guy out of the bullpen. You've got Manning and Brisky at AAA. You've got Jobe and Mann at AA. There are some guys that can help. I mean, chances are the five guys that get the rotation spots to start the year won't be the five guys at the end of the year. So who's going to be able to handle those spots? Who's going to stay healthy? We've talked about it a lot in the first half of the show. I got a question about two players. That what is next for them might determine this as much as anything. That's Spencer Torkelson and Riley Green. I think they're always going to be paired together because they're young, high draft picks that have come up together and
they're best friends, I guess,
have showed a ton of promise. Tork had a rough spring. He had a
rough
spring. In fact, I believe we have AJ talking about that on the morning show. I think that was one of the sound bites we got. No, we didn't. My bad. That's my bad. AJ made a comment, something like, okay, quick, do you remember who struggled last spring? It's not the be-all, end-all who struggle in spring training. Let's hope that Tork gets back to what he was, the guy that hit 30 home runs. And then Riley Green seems to have superstar potential, but there are still steps to go for him to become that.
Well, they both have superstar potential. I mean, Torkelson was first overall player taken and had this prodigious power that he displayed in college. He's shown at the minor league level. He showed at the major league level last year with 31 home runs in his first full season, where he played a full season. So there's reason to be optimistic about both of these guys because they're both young and they should project to get better for the next couple of years as they enter their prime years of playing. The question I have about Riley Green is, durability issues. And having Parker Meadows playing center field might be the key to Riley Green staying healthy, because he's not having to run down and chase every fly ball that's out here, because that's the center fielder's job. And Parker Meadows is already a Gold Glove caliber center fielder in baseball. So Riley Green can play left field and, you know, do what he can do out there. He doesn't have to lay out for everything like you would if you're playing in the middle. So hopefully he can stay healthier and start to build on his offensive game. We would like to see him hit for more power, and I think the Tigers would like to see that too. I think he's projected to be more power than what we've seen to this point. But I think you're right. These two guys are going to be linked together, and these two guys are perceived to be the future of this team. These two guys, love to see them be perennial all-stars for the next, you know, five, seven years.
At like 2 and 3 for the next decade.
Be great.
It's what you want to do. It's what you want to do. They've got to take that next step.
They've got a bunch of young players that should move forward. They're not all going to, but most of them should.
In lieu of, or in, you know, not trying to overstate the case, it feels to me like by the end of this year, we'll know. We'll know if Torque and Green have a chance to be a special combination for years to come. It's time. It's time for them to really, first of all, stay healthy. But, and maybe that's bigger for Green and Torque. It's cut down on the strikeout numbers, but.
And Torque's got to get better defensively.
Yeah.
Which I think he can. I think there was a time when he looked great.
He looked like he was going to be a defensive asset.
Yeah. So just.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get more consistent defensively, which I think is something that can happen easier than maybe being more consistent at the plate. But he's got to improve his on-base percentage as well. Mm-hmm. To justify being in there. He's got to be a threat. You know, you throw him a fastball over the heart of the plate, he's got to hit it. There was a stretch last year where he couldn't hit anything, and then he picked it up at the end of the year.
Real quick, running over my bold-ass predictions, they were that Jackson Jobe will win 7 games for the Tigers this year, Javi Baez won't be a Tiger by the All-Star break, and Detroit Lions first-round pick wide receiver Roma Dunze will throw out the first pitch at the Tiger game against Kansas City on Saturday, April 27th. Gators' 3 bold-ass predictions are...
Casey Mize will finish with 15 wins this year and an ERA south of 3.7. The Tigers will enter May with at least 17 wins. And we will all owe Jack Flaherty an apology before April is done, but he will level out before the All-Star game. I also have not said who I think will be throwing out the first pitch.
You want to do that now?
I will do that now.
All right.
Chop Robinson.
Okay. There you go.
Gonna chop it up.
248-539-9797. I'd be happy with that.
Yeah.
I'd be happy with that too.
And part of that's based on me still thinking they're gonna sign Stephon Gilmore already. Let's go.
248-539-9797. Don's in Detroit and he's on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Don?
Hey, what's up, Gator? How you guys doing, man? Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Don.
Thank you for calling.
All right, bold predictions, man. The Tigers are gonna win 91 games. This year, win that division, and listen to the kicker. Baez is going to have a bounce back career, and hit 25 homers for the Tigers. That's what's going to help them to that 91 win victory.
So, what little nugget of information are you using to predict the Baez success?
Man, I just feel, man, that he's going to have a bounce, man. We done beat up on him for 2 years.
Yes, we have.
Which he deserves to be beat up.
Yep.
I just think, man, it's for whatever reason, it's going to all click. He's going to hit at the bottom of the lineup, at least starting out. I think it's going to click for him, man, and I'm predicting he's going to hit 25 homers. Tigers going to win 91 games, baby, and we're going to win that division.
Whew. All right, Don. Thank you. I got to tell you, the Baez thing is such an X factor. If he can be anything for the Tigers, if he's just an average baseball player with average OPS and, you know, be an average fielder, I guess. I mean, that's that's a big plus for the Tigers because he has been so awful in the two seasons to this point. With the Tigers, he's hit 230 in 2 years with a 633 OPS. That's pathetic for someone who came with all-star credentials.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.